Welcome to this brand new month here that's time for me all around your career, your passions and your life's work. This feels like a really important topic to do one at this time because as you'll have read above, I just want to do something that's light, focuses on exactly what it says, our passions, what we're interested in and what kind of lights up our life or what changes we want to make in terms of our career path. So this month is all about, I suppose, digging deep, but not in terms of the healing we've been doing over the last few months. I definitely feel we need a new shift of energy from all of that. But this is really to get you to start aligning with those things that you really want and you really value. A lot of us have had a lot of changes over the last few years, and it has got us to reevaluate what really matters to us in terms of our career path. Maybe it's our passion projects or our businesses or our passions in general, or sometimes our life's work. And our life's work can be very separate to our career. You know, it can be perhaps you're working in a 9-to-5 like corporate job and your life's work is to help heal people and you're trying to do that kind of maybe on the side. Maybe it'll always stay as something you do on the side, but it's that you're giving energy to it. When we give energy to things that we feel really drawn to and we really want, so say for example career is an area that, you know, you felt a little bit low in and you just want to revive the energy, so you start to give energy now to actually looking at what you really want. Perhaps your idea of what you want has changed because of these last few years, or maybe you have a passion for something, a real heightened interest, something you always feel drawn to. It could be animals, it could be children, it could be the elderly, it could be painting, you know, it could be anything, something you just feel like so drawn to and you want to do something in that capacity. I know one of the members has a really, really strong interest in helping younger people and helping people with difficulties. And she is, you'll hear me now calling out your name for listening to this, but she is really heavily involved with the Special Olympics. And that's such a passion project for her, something she's spoken to me over all these years, because ultimately that's what she would really love to do. But she is working her way in different ways to get there. So this month is about how do I bring more of what I want to do in terms of my career, my passions and my life's work in. We're going to be really looking in a light way of how we can do this, because these things make us feel good. And the more we can do that makes us feel good, but more importantly, the more we can do that aligns to our true values, our morals, our ethics even, and what we hold dear to us, the more we will have an enriched and fulfilled life. And the more we have in a rich and fulfilled life, and the more importantly that we listen to ourselves and what we need, we start to show up in the world in a very, very different way. This is a really big time. Like, we're all women in this membership, and I always kept it for women specifically because we are moving into a new wave of time now. Have no doubt about that. You're seeing it unravel literally before your eyes. But there's a very strong need for divine feminine energy, and also for feminine leadership to show up now. Very, very, very strong. And we are women who, obviously by being a member of It's Time For Me, and obviously I'm facilitating It's Time For Me, we have passions, we have drives, we have wants, we have desires, but we also know we have to step up a little bit more. And as I keep saying, I'm not going to repeat, stepping up for yourself means really looking after yourself, so therefore we can have a presence in the world that helps to change the course and the direction that things are currently going. So this is a light month. This is a month for getting you to do lovely gentle exercises where you are engaging in what you want, getting you to create. We did a love like that lovely exercise we did last month around creating your simplified life. I know only if a few of you sent me on your colored pictures. I don't know if even the rest of you did it, but taking time for things like that. Let's get creative, let's get expansive in our thinking. Stop, you know, you might think, oh God, like that never happened for me, or it couldn't be that easy to happen for me that I can actually work in the passion project that I love, or I could work in something I'm really drawn to. Yes, it could. It might take time. It might take a lot of changes, but it can happen. And that's what this month is about. So you'll see below, I'm asking you to pick something you want to focus on. You don't need to have a clear vision. Some people are like, I just know I don't want to go back to the job I was working in, or I know I don't want to stay in the job I'm working in. I don't know what it is, but I want to do something that's more meaningful or rewarding to me. That's your goal. That's your vision for this month. I want to discover what would be more meaningful for me in this time. Maybe it's a passion that you have. You've either had the passion before and given it up, and we'll re-engage with that. So get clear on what that is. Or maybe you have a new passion you'd like to give energy and time to. So we'll look at that as well. And as I said, maybe there's a life's work. Could be a charity organization, it could be anything. and that you're going to start to move yourself in that direction. So I'm always here for you over the course of this month. As always, I am going to be taking some time off from today, which is the 8th of March, and I will be back on the 21st of March. I'm not going away or anything. I will be at home, but all your teachings will still go out to you twice a week. And we have our class next on Sunday night, the 13th. So I'll be there for that. I'm always here to support you, like sending me texts or emails all the time. For these next 2 weeks, I won't be as available for that. If something obviously is really, really urgent, get in touch with me. I will be checking my texts and my email, obviously. But if it's not urgent, perhaps you could just wait until the 21st. I'm back and I'll be able to give you my full attention. If anything does come up that's a bit heavy for you or anything, shouldn't do in particular with this month because it should be light, and it's very, very urgent, you know, do get in touch. You also have, for those of you who are part of the WhatsApp group and anybody else who wants to join, do let me know. You have each other, so lean on each other, you know, talk to each other about what's going on, share your ideas because you all inspire each other. So it's really good to have that. So I'm looking forward to a very uplifting month, and here is to us really focusing on the things we want to create and in this particular part of our life. So here's to a great March, and I'll talk to you really soon.